What's good, y'all? Happy Friday to everybody. It's July 20th, and you guys are tuning in with Black Alternative Talk and Music. And I am your host, Coley P. Purnell. That is Coley. I just sat there and just said my name, Coley P. Purnell. Well, I said my middle initial with my middle name. That's funny as hell. But anyway, because I'm pretty high right now. But, you know what, y'all? Man, I'm going to get some things off my chest right here, you know? I just want to just say to everybody, man, I hope y'all had a killer week, man. But, you know, and I hope y'all going to have a killer weekend. But this, I got to talk about something that happened with me last week, y'all. At my work. It was so frustrating, y'all. And I'm gonna speak from a perspective of being a black doorman at a rock punk and metal venue. This week or last week, Friday, first thing happened was two patrons got bit by a dog, and you know it was a distance from me, granted, but at the same time it was frustrating because, I mean, I'm sitting there looking at this go down, and you know our patrons are coming in, you know, and I mean people are having a great time, and then this guy brings this dog, and this dog was, you could tell that dude was an asshole. And he was in the corner talking about how there are no Nazis here in the city of Tacoma. Like, there are no races, no white supremacists and all this shit, right? And he's talking about how he's been here 21 years and yada, yada, yada and all this, right? But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, just because you've been here that long doesn't mean that they don't exist. So, make a long story short, his dog ended up biting two patrons. The last patron that bit, he drew blood. And he put the dog in the car, in his vehicle, and then he gets in the man's face that the dog bit and made it like it was his fault. So I intervened. I had to intervene because the gentleman was hurt. Yeah, he was injured. Like his hand was bleeding. The dog broke skin. And so he got mad. And so I got in the middle and, you know, I was trying to defuse the situation, but dude pissed me off and I was about ready to beat the living shit out of him. I'm just going to come out and say it, y'all. I was ready to fuck his ass up. Okay. And my boss had to step in and kind of calm me down. But I mean, I wasn't going to hit him initially. I wasn't going to throw the first punch because I knew I would get in trouble. I wanted him to do something, though. But I was definitely in that mode of, I'm going to beat the hell out of it. And I got into that. I got into the fight mode. And in martial, as a martial artist, that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to defuse the situation, de-escalate it. And to be honest with you, I wasn't. After seeing what he did to the gentleman, I was not in the mood of de-escalating. My way of just de-escalating it was to eliminate his ass. I was angry, y'all. I was so fucking angry. Because the thing is that people around here are stupid. I hate to be the nigga to straight up say it, but people around here are fucking stupid. And the kids are brilliant. It's the adults that are fucking brain children. I hate to say it like that, but gosh, man, it's just some of the things that people around here do in the state of Washington, especially in the city of Tacoma. They think that they can get away with it. And the fucked up part is most of them end up getting away with it. And this goes to show how strong white privilege is. So anyway, the cops were called. I don't know if he pressed charges or what. I know the gentleman ended up leaving. But It was just frustrating. And then Saturday, the next night, I work. My former band, Beyond Theory, was playing that night. Now, mind you, I've been outcasted from a lot of the people in the Pacific Northwest metal scene. So, me being around them already brought a feeling of tension. I started getting body aches because I have post-traumatic stress disorder. And my body started aching. I mean, like, my toes were cramping up. My neck started cramping. My shoulders started hurting. I mean, like, everything, just my body just felt that tension. And I tried to relax. I tried to just chill. I tried to find just, you know, I smoked some weed. I mean, I didn't take a shot because I didn't want to. I mean, I'm quite sure that probably would have helped if I would have taken a shot. But it was the most frustrating night ever. And then to top it off, Beyond Theory gets on stage with their new guitar player, new vocalist. And mind you, I've known this vocalist, this guy, I've known this guy for a minute, right? I've known this guy since 2001. And they go on stage while I'm working the door and sing the lyrics to four of the songs that I wrote lyrics to. After having a year of practice, a break time, they could have written new material after I left the band. They did not take any time to write new material. And they came on the stage and they sang my lyrics. You guys know I was pissed. Because it was like, it was a slap in the face. And then they're trying to say that they were honoring me. No, dude, they were not honoring me. They knew that would upset me. And they knew they wanted to get at me. They wanted to get back at me. And they had that planned all along. And then to sit there and have the bass player, Frankie, come the next day trying to, well, after I pretty much called him out on Facebook for doing that. I kept calling them Beyond Thievery and all that cool. I mean, I was going off, guys. I went on Facebook and I snapped because I couldn't do anything at my job onto them. Like, I wanted to jump on that stage and just start swinging mic stands and shit. Like, seriously, I really did. Like, I wanted to just go ballistic. But I couldn't because I was at my job. But also, you know, I had people just prodding at me that night, like asking me what's going on in my life and all this shit. And it's like, you motherfuckers outcasted me, dude, because I speak out about injustice. Yes, I am a musician activist. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I have the things that I do. That's why I do certain things that I do, because this is my way of getting out those, you know, getting out these feelings and things like that. So they kept prodding at me, man, and kept asking me, like, what am I doing, all this shit. And it's like, I didn't want to talk about the shit that I was doing because I felt like, number one, you guys outcasted me. And now all of a sudden, you guys want to know what's going on in my life. Fuck you. You didn't care about me when I was out here, when I was fucking fighting, when I was sitting up here talking about Tamir Rice's life. When I was talking about police brutality, when I was standing up and doing going to Black Lives Matter rallies, none of you ever fucking stood by my side, except for two people. Excuse me, y'all. But you know what I'm saying? I just felt so intruded on, like, they, you know, and it just, they were just intrusive about, like, leave me the fuck alone. Oh, your daughters are so pretty. Shut the fuck up. You motherfuckers never cared about me. And that's how I felt. And then they're all trying to be all buddy-buddy, trying to tell me they love me. Dude, I let them know. You guys don't love me. You don't love me. Because if you guys love me, y'all would have been, you guys would have been, you know, talking with me. After a whole year of not communicating with me because you outcasted me for standing up for Black Lives Matter. And because a lot of them were just attacking me on my own personal, like attacking me because I would make posts on Facebook about white supremacy and white nationalism. They would attack me in my fucking, in my personal messages, in my inboxes and on my fucking pages in the comments and stuff. You know, so yeah, of course, I got fed up. You know me, I'm going to defend myself. And I'm sorry, y'all, I got a motherfucking mouth on me. That's why I got a podcast, so I can sit here and tell you guys how the fuck I feel. And I'm sorry, and I'm keep on it. I'll let the motherfuckers know, fuck you guys. And I would call them, man, seriously, fuck them little crackers if they had that feeling towards me. You damn right I felt that way. I had every right to feel the way I felt. But they wanted to attack me on my personal they wanted to attack me in my personal messages and shit, right? And then the fucked up part about this whole thing, how everything went down. Donnie, the former guitar player from Beyond Theory, he ends up screenshotting one of the arguments I had with one of the former fans, right? Because he wants to come on my Facebook and blast on me and talk shit. And so I let him call. And so basically I let him know he was a fucking little cracker ass piece of shit. And now then Donnie wants to put that shit on Facebook about me, dude. And he screenshotted it and showed pretty much the whole world. So I went off. And so him and I were going at back and forth and shit. We had harsh words with each other. So the fact that they did not want me in the band anymore. A year later, they come on stage just to fucking sing the lyrics that I wrote for them. Why do that if you guys wanted me out of the band in the first place? So if anybody feels like I'm ranting just to be ranting and whatever, then, you know, let me know. But, you know, that was fucked up. And they know it was. And then, like they said, they're trying to say that they were paying homage to me. They were honoring me. If they were honoring me, they would have called me onto the stage and told me, hey, brother, look, man, we know we had our differences, but we still love you, man. And we want to know, man, we want to have your permission if we can use the lyrics, because number one, they're kick-ass lyrics. Like, if they would have came on there and honored me, honestly, I'm sorry, but you would have said some really cool things to me, to my face, in front of that audience. That's honoring a person. But they didn't do that. They just did the songs and then, you know, basically just tried to buddy up. The two band members that wanted me out of the band permanently, the bass player and the drummer, they were trying to all buddy up to me and shit. You know, and it frustrated me. It frustrated the living hell out of me. It was like, okay, you guys want to sit there and do that and then say that you're honoring me. Dude, you guys know that was the biggest. That's you know, that's a bold-faced lie and the biggest crock of shit ever told to a person. You know you did not come up there to do that, dude. Don't lie. But that's the cockamamie story they've come up with. So, in conclusion, I pretty much am, I'm not even pretty much done. I'm done with them. I don't even want to deal with them. I was done with them in the beginning. And at first, you know, I wanted to, after this whole thing went down, I was trying to be, you know, like, all right, I can be civil or maybe I can talk with them. And be like, look, guys, I just don't think that was cool, whatever. But now I just don't care anymore. Like, I don't give a fuck what they think. So I'm just going to let it go and just, you know, just move on with my life, as y'all say, in this day and age. And I mean, well, that's been said, so that's fine. So I'm just going to go ahead and just do that and just say fuck them. And yeah, so, and that's it. I'm done. So you guys, man, you know, take care, man. I love y'all, man. Thanks for tuning in. And I will be posting some more stuff pretty soon. I'll be posting more stuff soon again. So, like I said, guys, take care of yourselves, man. And I will be posting and I'll be podcasting again. I will see y'all next time. All right. Stay black, metal, and rock hard, y'all. Later.